First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQT St. Louis.
This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQTZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Welcome to the dark side on this pretty bright Monday morning. It's going to be about 65 degrees, I think. You know, the virus is still going on all throughout this country, all throughout this world. And hopefully it'll get better soon. But I honestly think it's going to get a little worse before it gets better. And I think the biggest problem is the politicians fighting each other. I think if the politicians would get together, they could come up with some kind of joint movement that everybody could take a little bit of the credit for. There wouldn't be as many sicknesses, there wouldn't be as many deaths, but it's kind of like even the Republicans. Everybody wants to make everybody else at fault, and when something happens good, they're going to say it's because of them. And you guys have all been around long enough to see what's going on, and it's just amazing. It's amazing that it has to end up this way. Our lines are always open. We are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. Call and give us your thoughts on it if you'd like, but I don't know why we can't get onto local issues. Now, there's been a few sicknesses on the Missouri side, and I think somebody else in Illinois died. But there's also, other than this virus, there's just shootings going on and stabbings going on, and that's just the way these crap bums do it. They don't think about anything else. They want to kill somebody, they're going to kill them, then they're going to move on and do something else. It's happened that way so much in the St. Louis metropolitan area that it hardly gets any play at all. 90% of everything read in the paper is about this coronavirus, and it's amazing that it has to go on and on and on, and I think it actually makes it worse than make it better. You know, people want to bitch and moan and groan. Let them bitch and moan and groan about something worth bitching and moaning and groaning about. They can say anything. They can say anything they want. But at the end of the day, if the politicians and the doctors and nurses would all come together, I think you'd see this thing clean up a lot quicker. But I don't think a lot of people want it to. I think people, some people enjoy, and it only takes one or two or three to make something that's not too bad, to make it appear very, very serious. And that's what they've done. That's what they've done all throughout this country. There's some good Democrats that are trying to be right, and there's some good Republicans that are trying to be right. And then there's some ass-wipe Democrats and ass-wipe Republicans. There's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. But it just keeps matters going and going and going. Reading the paper, and I guess you have to read it because that's all that's in there anymore, that there was a second coronavirus death reported in St. Clair County. It says a woman in her 30s is the second person to die in St. Clair County. And it's amazing. It's amazing how they put a little article. It's front page, but there's a very, very little article. And it's like, that's the way they want to do it. They want to let you know that it happened, but they don't want to put too much out there. They'd rather talk about everything to do with the coronavirus, everything to do with the people that are dying, everything to do with it's somebody else's fault. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it has to be that way day in and day out. But it does, and that is the way that it usually is. I'm trying to get the St. Louis Post-Disgrace, because sometimes they have an article that's decent. Most of the times they don't, and they know they don't. But it says that the area parks in St. Louis County are filled with people after being told not to. It's like that some people just don't give a damn until it hits what? Close to home? And once it hits close to home, then everybody gets excited. Everybody gets all upset. And I read here where it says, pay up. The apartment owners tell the tenants, I know it's a bad situation, but they want their money because it's their rent. And I understand that, and I don't understand why the people involved don't understand. I really think they do. I know they do. But they just let it go and go and go and pass and pass and pass because they don't want it to affect them. Now, if it was their apartments they were renting to somebody else, it'd be a totally different situation. But it's not. And that's where people get all upset. You know, that's our apartments. We've cleaned them. We've fixed them. We rent them. Now the people, some people, not all, some people who are renting the apartments say that they're not going to pay because they don't have any money, or they have to save their money, or this happened or that happened. And it's amazing. It's amazing how a lot of these attorneys will play into it. They'll play into these clients' hands and say, yeah, they don't need to be thrown out of their apartment because that's where they live. That's something serious. But nobody thinks bad about it on the legal end because they want their money, and I understand that. They want their money. They don't want to be screwed. But if it was their fault, or if it was them renting the apartment, it'd be a totally different situation. It just amazes me how some people just let it go and go and go, and nobody says or does anything about it. You know, they can talk the good game. You know, you can always walk the walk. But if you're going to walk the walk, you got to talk the talk. And most of these ignorant bastards won't talk the talk. They'll walk the walk, and they'll sit there and tell you what they're going to do, what's going to happen, the way it's going to be, and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, guess what? Nothing ever happens. Doesn't it piss you off? Doesn't it really piss you off to see this crap? Like nothing really happened, and we're not going to be screwed with. We don't care if there's a virus. We're going to go out to the parks in St. Louis and play and do whatever we want to do. But now if it gets bad enough where more people are catching this virus, more people are getting sick, more people are dying, you'll see things change real quick. But until then, I don't think you're going to, because that's just the way some people are. Now, some of these states, New York, I think Georgia, some of these states, they're taking it very, very seriously. Some people don't. And I don't understand between St. Louis area and the Illinois side how apparently they're not taking, the politicians are trying to take it serious, but the people are saying, hey, we're not going for it. We don't think it's that bad. We're going to go out and do whatever we want when we want. And that's what they've been doing. And by doing that, it's just going to make matters worse. And I don't think at the end of the day, some of these people give a damn. I think their concern is that they don't want to miss out on something. They don't want to spend money if they don't have to spend money. And that's what's happening all throughout this area here. Not throughout the country. It says also there's been 11 new cases of the coronavirus, push a total in the Metro East of 45. Now, it's amazing how if it involves somebody's family member, everybody goes crazy. And they bitch about it, they moan about it. It's amazing. I mean, it's totally amazing. But if you want to call one of their offices and make a complaint, they put you through a number and you just talk to an answering machine. Now, if it was something that concerned them, they'd be out there in a minute. But at this point, again, it's not concerning them, so they're not going to be out and about. Says for the nation, it says Trump extends shutdown one more month, and it says city parks bustle. I don't understand that. I don't understand how they get away with preaching one way and doing it another way. But apparently in the St. Clair, St. Louis County regions, they can just about get away with whatever they want. And when they do, nobody says a damn thing. I see in the paper also, they've got in its front page, bottom fold, about three lines, East St. Louis police seek suspect in shooting death. Now, it's a nice little article, but that's what it is. It's a nice little article, and it's amazing. Well, they don't want to take that crap serious. They don't want to take it serious because it has nothing to do with this coronavirus. So they're going to act like it's secondary, thirdary crap and going to let it go. Now, if it was their problem because their family was involved, then it'd be a major problem. Then they'd want everybody out on the street. But since it doesn't really concern them, you know what they're saying? Well, we're not going to worry about it because it's not that bad. We're not going to worry about it. And it just pisses me off when it comes to that. It really does. All throughout this country, as you guys know, there's this coronavirus going around. Some people are taking it seriously and other people aren't. So I do not understand why everybody can't get involved, everybody can't take it semi-serious and work from there. No, they all want to act like it's not a big deal. Well, it's a big deal in California, it's a big deal in New York, and they're taking it as such. Apparently not such a big deal in the St. Louis region where people are saying, hey, we're going to go out and do whatever we want to do when we want to do it. They don't care that somebody says they can't go out. They don't care that somebody says that they have to stay 6 feet apart. They don't give a damn about any of that because the problem, I think, with the St. Louis region, and it's primarily the people that do not have a lot, they figure they can do what the hell they want to do. Now, the people with any sense, they know to be a little more serious about it, but the people that don't have much, I think they figure we don't really give a damn, and honestly, I don't think they do give a damn. And they're going to go out and about and do whatever they want when they want. Do you notice with all these shootings in St. Louis area and the Illinois side, there's enough shame and blame and criminal elements to go around. They act like it's no real big deal. It's no big deal. Somebody got shot. A policeman got shot. It's on page 6 or 7. Bottom line, bottom fold. Because it doesn't involve them. And that's what really, really pisses me off. That nobody wants to get involved. But let it be that something happens again to their family. They're going to be the first ones out on Front Street. They're going to be the first ones out to say, what's the politicians doing? What's the police department doing? What's everybody doing to help solve the case that my family member was involved in? But until it reaches that, it's just hard to get anybody. I mean it. It's just hard to get anybody to actually get involved because, you know why? They don't want to get involved. Why should they get involved if it doesn't concern them? I see in the sports world that everything's about shut down. The Olympics are going to be put off a year. The baseball teams are shut down. The hockey teams are shut down. Everything. They were going to get started on the soccer field, the big soccer field in St. Louis, but I think that's been shut down. So nothing's really going on now except this concern about the coronavirus. And at the end of the day, when they say, hey, what's going on? You know what they're going to say in Missouri and Illinois? Hell, we don't know. We don't care. It's not affecting us. And that's the way they think. That's actually the way these bastards think, and it pisses me off. It pisses me off when I hear that crap. Go ahead, Sebastian. You're on the dark side.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I hear that the St. Louis Police Department is no longer arresting anybody for misdemeanors, or they're probably not arresting anybody for anything anymore because the police are afraid of catching the virus just like anybody else. So that means, to me, that's even more reason to stay the heck away from the city of St. Louis, where criminals are running amok. It's open season on crime. You can get away with anything now. And the cops aren't arresting anybody. What do you have to say about that?
You know what, Sebastian? I agree with you 1,000%, but here's the problem with that. They weren't arresting these people 3-4 months ago. Don't you remember when all this stuff started with the ex-governor? They threw his ass out of office. That was a couple years back. At that point, they don't want to mess with the minor criminals. Let the minor criminals out. Let's go and charge the minor criminals. The problem with that, Sebastian, and everybody else, if you don't charge the minor criminals today, they'll be the major criminals tomorrow. But everybody, again, they want to sit back. They don't want to do anything. I don't know. I think the police are being it's a little awkward for them because I honestly believe that most of them want to do their job. But when their supervisors and the mayor and the big shots say, hey, we're not going to arrest people for minor violations. We're not going to arrest people for this or that. I think at that point in time, policemen just get tired and say, hey, if they don't want us to do our job, we won't do our job. And I think it pisses, and I know enough police officers on both sides of the river, I think it pisses them all off, and all it does, and you're right, Sebastian, all it does is give these crap bums more time to do what they want to do and not really have to worry about getting in trouble because they know if it's a minor crime, they're not going to get arrested. They're not going to get in any trouble. And so I think they go on and on and on, and as they go on and on and on, with their minor crimes that they don't go to jail for, the police department say, hey, we might as well not arrest for this, we might as well not arrest for that, if they're not going to go to jail. What's your take?
Oh, you're right. I forgot about those two ignorant niggers, Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who's the dumbest ignorant nigger bitch on the face of the planet. She doesn't even know how to speak correctly. And then that other ignorant nigger, Wesley Bell, all they want to do is let all the niggers, all the bad niggers out of prison. So you're right about that. And one final thought. Kevin Slayton's been off the air for a few days. Kevin Slayton's been off. So is he okay or what's going on?
Yeah, I think he's got the coronavirus. I talked with him this morning. It's not serious. He'll be probably getting released today and have a couple of days of rest and relaxation. But he'll be back on the air fighting the fight very, very, very soon.
All right. Carpe diem to Bob Romanek.
Sebastian, thank you very much, buddy. I sincerely appreciate that. But yes, Sebastian's right. That's what they want to do. They want to let all the niggers go. And somebody said, Bob, you haven't said nigger for a while. Well, I was talking about other situations that need to talk about niggers. But when niggers need to be talked about, I guarantee you, I'm going to be one of the first son of a bitches to talk about them because they deserve to be talked about. Now, I've had people tell me, hey, Romanek, you're stirring up a bunch of crap. You're talking about the niggers. They're going to come and get you. They're going to screw with you. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. And you know what I tell them? They hear me every day all throughout this country, listeners all over in every state. I say, come and get me if that's what you got to do. It's never bothered me to say nigger. It's never bothered me to say cracker. It's never bothered me to say hunky. If I think they deserve that title, they'll get that title. Go ahead, Steve. You're on the dark side.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
I haven't talked to you in quite a while. I just wanted to comment on this coronavirus, that there is a positive outlook to this, that all the carjackings and armed robberies and shootings and wife beaters and all those things, you're hearing nothing about all that. So apparently people are staying home and the crime is way in St. Louis because I haven't heard any more about it.
You know what, Steve, I somewhat agree with you, but at the end of the day, how long do you think that's going to last when people get tired of this political crap and take matters into their own hands?
Well, gun sales and ammunition sales are way up, so they are going to start taking care of themselves. But I'm sure all those other things are still going on, but the media has nothing else to talk about other than the coronavirus, so I think that's the big kicker there, you know.
Steve, isn't it amazing whenever something like this can happen and the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies, the racists on both sides, and they call me a racist, probably call you a racist. We're not racist, we're realists. We're just telling it the way it is. But at the end of the day, these niggers, these crackers, these hunkies, they want to push it and push it and push it to make a mountain out of a molehill instead of saying, hey, let's all get together and try to stop this virus and so we can move on and live a good life. I don't think the crackers, the hunkies, and the niggers want to do that, do you?
I do not either. I fully agree with that. It just seems like... I don't know how to describe it, but it seems like the more chaos, we'll call it, that's going on, the happier they are. So,
you know what, Steve, thanks very much for the call, and you're exactly right. The more chaos, the more crap, the happier they are, because Steve and everybody else, they don't have anything. They're not going to work. They're not going to go to school and get an education. So the only thing they've got to do is to bitch about it. Well, to bitch about it and go out at night and rob and steal and maybe kill. And that's the white hunkies and crackers are just as bad as the niggers. But it's amazing. It's amazing at the end of the day, how things happen and people say they happen for a reason. Usually they happen for a reason. But when you get a situation like this, the only reason is to divide and conquer. And I think the blacks understand that. They don't want to get involved, so they back off, but they let the 1 or 2 or 3% of the niggers that are actually niggers that give a damn less about the whites, they let them take charge. And I have to say to this, and it's going to piss people off, I think blacks and whites should come together. They don't have to live next door to each other. They don't have to go to the same church. They don't have to go to the same school. But they have to be treated the same. They all have to be treated the same, black and white. I know white people that say, hey, I like those black people, but I just don't want to live around them. And I don't ask why, because that's their business. And I know black people that say, you know what, Bob, I like you guys. I don't mind being around, but I don't want to live next door to you. I've got my life. I've got the way I do things, and I want to continue to do them. And I think that's what's happening. I think it's hard to get the innocent black people and the innocent white people to bend down, to lower themselves to the niggers and the crackers and the hunkies. It's amazing how they think, the 1 or 2 or 3% think that what they say everybody should do. And it's been that way for the last probably 5 or 10 years, but it's amazing how the proud whites and the proud blacks, they kind of stick together on this and say, hey, no, that's not true. We're all going to be treated fair. We don't have to live next door to each other. We don't have to live with each other. But we're going to have to respect each other. And at the end of the day, that's the bottom line. You're going to have to respect the people that you live with, that you live around. Again, you don't have to be the best of friends. You don't have to go on picnics together. You just have to be cordial. You have to be considerate. And if people are cordial and considerate to people of the other race, they don't have to go out and say, oh, I love the blacks or I love the whites. All they have to do is say, you know, I'm content with the way I'm living. I'm content with being around the proud black community. I'm content with the blacks getting everything they want and deserve because they're just like us. The color of the skin makes no difference to me, no matter what they say. I've got a lot of proud, proud black friends, and they know that I'm not a racist. They know that I'll fight for them if I think they need to be fighted for. So, but you try to think about it, and you'll get one or two again, 1 or 2 or 3% will say, no, it shouldn't be that way. Us blacks have been screwed for all these years. Now it's our turn. Well, the blacks that are saying that, the 18, 25, 30-year-old blacks, they have never been screwed out of anything. Actually, they've gotten more in the last 5, 10, 15 years than they have probably in the last 50. But it's all starting to come about. It's all starting to come where everybody should be treated the same. Everybody should be treated equal. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a woman shout out,
who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek,
the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, as always, welcome back to the dark side. I see in one of the tabloids or one of the newspapers last night, a Phoenix police officer was killed and two others injured as they went to handle a domestic violence call at somebody's house. Now, here's three police officers shot, one died, and it doesn't say anything about what happened to the suspect. But see, that's minor news. Does anybody give a damn about that? Did anybody see that in the paper? And if they did they remember it? Or they even care about it? That's the problem. That's the problem that we're all having. If it's not close to home, nobody cares. If it's not close to home, people say, that's not in our area. I'm not going to worry about it. And they do that and say that time after time after time. Also, there's a man in New York. He's accused of paying $200,000 to have his father's mobbed up father killed. He was whacked in the drive-in of a Bronx McDonald's. Now, and he's telling the judge that he's concerned about the virus. He's concerned about what's going on in the prison, and he's willing to put up a $5 million bond to get him put on house arrest. $5 million bond to be put on house arrest. Now, you know what that tells me? This guy's had to have a rich relative that left him money, or he is a true mobster who can come up with $5 million cash. I'd like to see where he says he's got this $5 million, but that's the way they play the game in New York. You know, they've got as many policemen probably on the payroll as they have cons on the payroll. And it's amazing. It's amazing that it happens that way. But you see it. You see it all the time. You've got governors now. They're sending crap to the police departments and to everybody in charge of law enforcement. What's going on? What you can do? What you can't do? And some of them are going by with what these politicians say, and the others are saying we can't go by because we don't have enough help to put it out there. And I don't know if that's true or not, but it's always amazing. It's always amazing when you see this crap go on, and nobody ever does or says anything about it. Also, there was an 86-year-old woman. She died. She was knocked to the ground after violating the coronavirus social distancing. 86-year-old woman apparently got too close to another patient there. And the other patient apparently pissed off, thinking that something could happen to her and everybody else. And I'm not condoning what she's said or done, but it says the 86-year-old Brooklyn woman died after she was assaulted by another patient. Said the incident could be the New York City's first coronavirus-related homicide.
says Jeannie Marshall, 86, was involved in an altercation with another patient, a 32-year-old woman, around 2:15 inside the hospital. Says the woman was pushed to the ground, hit her head on the floor, and lost consciousness. Then she got back up and apparently died. Now, doesn't say whether they're going to charge this other woman with something or with anything, but at the end of the day, isn't it amazing how crap like that can go on and on and on, and nobody really gives a damn. I think this is on page 6 or 7 or 8, but it's amazing how they let it go on. They don't say anything. This gal may not even be charged, they said, and if she's not, that just shows you how insensitive all these people are when they get involved in this crap. Now they can say, oh no, we're all seriously involved, we don't want to see anything happen to anybody, but at the end of the day, I don't think most of them really give a damn. They don't give a damn because they know it's not going to do any good. You're concerned about 15 people dying in a hospital because of this disease? Or are you more pissed because somebody's not getting the proper medication they need on a boat somewhere? It doesn't make any difference to most people who dies, as long as it's not their family or friends. And you guys know that. Everybody knows that. You may feel bad. You may say, hey, it shouldn't happen. And then you move on to something else. And it's a shame. It's a shame that just about everybody acts that way. And it's not that I don't think most of them care, because I think they do. It's just that they've got, to them, more important, more serious things to address. So they give it 5 minutes, they give it 10 minutes, they give it 15 minutes, and then it's forgot about. Because they got to keep in mind everything that's a problem to them. They don't have time for other people's problem, and that's the major problem. Nobody has time for anybody else's problems unless it affects them. If it affects them, then that is their problem. But if it doesn't affect them, you know what they always say? I can't be concerned. We've got enough of our own problems here. So we can't let that bother us too bad. I know they wish, probably most of them wish it hadn't happened, but it's amazing. It's amazing that they let it happen. And it's amazing after they let it happen that nobody does anything about it. They just kind of talk it off. They just kind of talk it off and let everything go the way it wants to go. And that's the way it is with these viruses, because nobody really knows what's going on if it's not in their home area. And this coronavirus, it sickened the mayor and the chief of police in Aurora, Illinois. They've both been found positive for the coronavirus, and now they're all upset. And it's not that they're bad people. It's just that if they hadn't been involved in this because of their professional positions, they probably never would have done anything about it. People get all pissed off. They get all excited. And they say, well, you know, it is a bad situation, but it's not a bad situation to them. It says here, and I get this out of a mid-Missouri newspaper, if we can pull it up. It's a Missouri man who plotted to bomb a hospital was killed in a shooting this week. After he decided to accelerate his plan to blow up a hospital, Timothy Wilson. Isn't it amazing? There you go. This is on the third page, the fourth page, the fifth page. People don't give a damn. I mean, they sincerely don't give a damn. Let's go and take another caller. Go ahead, Michael. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I'm glad you're on the air this morning. I always look forward to the weekends are boring until 10 o'clock a.m. on Monday. But anyhow, on this guy, it was kind of sad. Saturday night, a friend of mine, she came over, and we went over to Illinois. went to Waterloo, to be exact, and came back. And she said, let's just cut through the South, because I live in South City. But we cut through, I live in North South City, you might say.
Okay.
A good area of South City.
Yeah.
But we saw, normally, this is about 8 o'clock on Saturday night, all these taverns that were closed and restaurants and everything. And sadly, I don't think half of them are going to reopen again.
You know what, Michael, I agree with you, because some of these taverns barely make enough, and for the last years have barely made enough to keep the doors open, but they have. And now with this coronavirus going on, I don't know if it's going to take 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, but I agree with you completely. I think a lot of these smaller taverns will just shut up and never open.
And it's sad, because they kind of were like a neighborhood fabric for a lot of places.
You know,
where people got together and got to know each other. And one of the best symposiums I went to was put on by Dan Isom, who was the chief police of St. Louis at one time.
Uh-huh.
He's actually Dr. Dan Isom. He said, the best police work you can do is you get out of the car and meet with people individually, and you get all kinds of intelligence, because the cop becomes your buddy. And you find out who the dope pushers are and everything else. And but unfortunately, in the city of St. Louis, they don't have that. They don't have that luxury. And there's a whole attitude, anti-police attitude in the city of St. Louis, and that's why the St. Louis City Police, they're almost going to have to come up with a draft to get people to be a policeman in the city. And we don't have it. We have the. Although I will say the mayor has done fairly good with this COVID thing, and she's not to blame. I, if you're outside, I don't think it's. I think some of this is going overboard, but you know, it's a sad thing. But it's not Trump's fault, and you know, it's. I don't know. It's just a kind of a whole. A whole deal. I don't like the whole everything shut down forever type thing. Some people are gonna get sick, and it's just the way it's gonna be. But we're Americans. We'll make it through. It won't be the politicians that pull it through. It's gonna be the Americans.
You know, Mike, you're exact. Thanks for the call. Very well put. You're exactly right. It's going to be the people, but you're also right. In the St. Louis area, I think for the last probably 5 years, they've really pushed it where the niggers are fighting law enforcement. They're fighting the administration. And the problem is with the black city attorney and the black county attorney, they're pushing it, and they're pushing it pretty hard, and nobody's saying anything or doing anything about it. At the end of the day, they'll probably win out in the city and the county, because the proud white people and the proud black people, they push a little bit, and they get tired of pushing, and they say, hey, I'm going to let this go. I'm going to move on. And they've done that because of this and that and other things. And now I think the blacks know that next election, it'll be a black mayor, going to be a black chief of police. I can't believe they promoted this white captain as their new chief of police, but that won't last long. If there's a black mayor, then there'll be a black chief, there'll be a black mayor, there'll be a black city attorney, there'll be a black county attorney. And once that stuff gets started, Michael, it never stops. Thank you for the call, buddy. Sincerely appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. And uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome back to the last few minutes. I want to apologize to the people we couldn't get on the air because we've only got an hour. And, you know, I got to speak my crap. And if we got time, we listen to other people's crap. But that's just the way it is. But as we speak, you know what I tell you is true. You know what I tell you is correct. I put the information out there, whether it's for people I like, people I don't like. If I think you're right, I'm going to support you, even if I don't like it. If I think you're wrong and you're my best friend, I'm going to have to be against you on that one. And that's the problem. People can't or don't want to be against their friends even when they know they're wrong. I think that's the worst thing people can do. You have to tell your friends, hey, I'm your friend, I've been your friend, I'll continue to be your friend, but you're wrong on this, and I'm going to have to go against you. Now, I know that pisses some people off. Other people, it doesn't. They say, hey, you've got every right to think what you want, as we have every right to think what we want. But I will tell all of you, I think we all need to look at not just the national issues locally. We need to look at the local issues. We need to get involved in the local issues. We need to contact these newspapers and tell them, hey, we know what's going on with this coronavirus, but we also want to know what's going on with the shootings, the robberies, the rapes, the killings all throughout the St. Louis region. Nobody wants to say that, and I don't know if they don't give a damn or if it's too much pressure on them, but at the end of the day, we're going to have to come together and work together and stay together when we think something's right. We have to fight the newspapers. We'll fight the newspapers. But at the end of the day, the people, the good people, will win out. As always, it's time to go. I want to tell all you people, you can hear it from me. You can hear it from anybody you want to. You have to be the one to decide what's said, how it's said, and who said it. Make your own decision and then move accordingly.
But to do that, we're going to have to make our own decision, and then we're going to have to get rid of these political, parasitical, perverted punks, these perverted punks that we call politicians, because if we don't, you can see what they're going to do to us. And it's not as it has been in the past. It's not going to be pretty. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's do unto them before they do unto us. Let's destroy them. Let's destroy them once and for all. And as always, never, never anything violent. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga. And I don't mean Negro. Nigga. I don't mean black man. I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ.